This is Ozarks at Large. Dr. John Furlow is a direct primary care physician. His Fayetteville practice does not accept medical insurance. Instead, his patients pay monthly fees in exchange for full medical access and personal care. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to the doctor to see how this all works.
Wearing a purple bow tie, a bright white dress shirt and dress pants, Dr. John Furlow invites us into his clinic in the heart of Fayetteville's congested medical industrial complex. And in the shadow of Washington Regional Medical Center, his direct primary care clinic is the first of its kind in Northwest Arkansas, established in 2013.
Yeah, I was at Fayetteville Diagnostic Clinic, which is a multi-specialty clinic, for 13 years, doing the same thing I'm doing here as far as the medical side, just in general adult medicine, internal medicine, but kind of became increasingly frustrated with the limits that I had on time with patients, chronically running behind, because if you took time with your patients, you would end up behind, and it was frustrating, and I decided there had to be a better way to do it, and so I launched into direct primary care.
There was certain financial risk, Dr. Furlow says, but he had the full support of his wife of 20 years, a Fayetteville pediatrician, Dr. Stacy Furlow. He says many of his former diagnostic clinic patients followed him to his new independent practice. He now counts around 1,000 patients in all who pay a monthly subscription fee depending upon their age.
So if you're less than 40, the price is a little cheaper than if you're over 65, and then the middle range is different. Part of that's just the average of I have patients who are over 65 that rarely come in, don't use my services much at all, and I have patients who are under 40 that come in very frequently. But on average, the older person's probably going to utilize services a little bit more than the younger person, so that's kind of why we did the price point differences.
So for young adults, subscriptions are $70 a month, $90 for middle-agers, and $100 for seniors. Patient care includes same-day appointments, comprehensive yearly wellness exams, and diagnostics.
What we include in that monthly fee is a basic annual lab work, and that's sort of like your annual wellness lab. Blood count, chemistry, cholesterol, thyroid, that sort of thing. And we do that once a year as part of your monthly fee. I have an arrangement with Quest Diagnostics, and so they go there, have the lab drawn. Quest basically sends me a bill at a price that we've set, and that's included. If we need to do additional testing beyond that, the patients have the option of either putting it on their insurance and running it through the insurance, or they can do our direct price, and that would be a little additional charge.
Dr. Furlow monitors any chronic condition and will provide after-hours care to avoid unnecessary ER visits and hospitalizations. And his patients have complete access to him via virtual video chats, email, text, and cell phone.
So I have my phone with me at all times, and practically speaking, it's surprisingly a lot of doctors that talk to me about it go, do you get calls in the middle of the night? And very rarely do I, unless it's a true emergency that they need. Most of my patients are extremely respectful of my time because they know I'm available. More often than not, I have patients who call me more. I have patients who are texters, and that's how they communicate with me. And then I have emailers, and they're the ones that predominate is email. They kind of get to decide what way they want to contact with me. And had a patient today even go, man, I felt bad texting you about needing an appointment. I was like, that's what I do. That's fine.
Dr. Furlow says 10% of his day spent responding to patient queries, the rest seeing patients and treating them. And none of his day is spent haggling with insurance companies.
So I'm not making a ton more money. In fact, I'm not making any probably more money than I did before. But it's the lifestyle difference and the enjoyment of practicing medicine again. It's funny because it's kind of novel, but in some ways it's old-fashioned medicine where you know your patients, you talk to them. I had many, many experiences where it's been enhanced just my relationship with my patients doing this way.
Furlow provides a continuum of care for patients needing specialized treatment.
Right. So I think one of my roles I play is almost oftentimes here's what the test results told you. Here's what the specialist kind of is thinking and where they're going, or here's why they're doing that. I still have privileges at Washington Regional, so if I have one of my patients admitted there and I know they're there, that's what I was telling me. I don't necessarily get a call from the hospital, you're there, so if I know you're there, I can come by and visit you. I have access to open their chart at the hospital and can look at it and then go in and visit with them and say, here's what the cardiologist is thinking. And oftentimes that's the biggest reassurance to them, is because their surgeon may have breezed by really early in the morning and then isn't by. And so the daughter or the spouse wants to know, well, what's going on? Well, they have to wait or something. And so we can kind of summarize or at least give them some idea. I also can give the physicians that work at the hospital feedback. Hey, we've just did that echo. We don't need to do another one. I've got it. Or I can follow up on that as an outpatient. He can go ahead and go home today, sort of thing. So expedite hospital care that way.
Plus, he can make in-network referrals for individuals who do have insurance. Dr. Furlow began to practice medicine after graduating from the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in 2000, establishing his direct primary care clinic a dozen years later. A similar practice operates in Bentonville, along with several in Little Rock, he says. The Direct Primary Care Coalition estimates 1,000 providers operate in 48 states, caring for 300,000 Americans for now. Direct primary care is available to individual patients and families through employers and union plans, with some working in conjunction with Medicare Advantage plans. Proponents say direct primary care promotes choice and competition and places patients back in control of their health care with assistance of a trusted personal primary care physician. Direct primary care practitioners like Dr. Furlow do meet up at national conferences to share best practices, most recently a conference in Dallas, Texas.
It was a nuts and bolts conference, what they call it, down in Dallas, and it was a lot of those initially became how-tos. You know, I'm in a current practice and want to, and they were telling people, here's the hurdles, here's how you do it. That was one of the first ones that I went to that was actually talking about people who are already launched and where were you, because I was already at that point, because at that conference I was one had been out the longest. I'd been at that time out like 4 years, and most everybody was 2 years or less or just getting ready to start. So I realized I was ahead of the curve in terms of the numbers of direct primary care doctors, especially in this region.
And he says he continues to attract new patients from a wide demographic.
That was one of the surprises for me, because I didn't know who would be attracted to this model. And what I've seen over 5 years, there are people who love the convenience aspect of it. It's where they travel on the road and they want to be able to call me if they're in Cincinnati or if they're in LA or wherever and say, I've got a small problem, they can take care of it. Or they're very busy and just don't have the time to come into the office for their healthcare issues if we can handle it. So they appreciate the ability to work outside the normal. So those are you have insurance, but hey, I want a different way of delivery. I have some folks that have, hey, I've got a complicated medical problems. I want someone I can sit down, I can talk to. And then I have a lot of folks that are right on that threshold where they make more money, enough money that they don't qualify for Obamacare subsidies, but they can't afford health insurance because they don't make enough to do that. And so they're right in that catch zone. And while I'm not complete health care, I'm better than nothing. They can say for their flat monthly fee, they have a doctor that can see them, that can get a prescription, that can help them navigate the system. And if they need a referral, okay, I'll have to work out how to pay for that with the MRI or the specialist, but I've got somebody that I can call and for their healthcare issues that work well. I have other folks that they value the personal relationship with their physician, that it's worth them to pay the monthly fee.
He says a fair number of his patients are on Medicare but choose to see him to avoid crowded senior care waiting rooms.
I have a handful of patients that I actually make house calls with because it's easier for them, for me to come to them, than it is for them to come to me. So we'll do that.
And Dr. Furlow says he's working the same number of hours.
But the intensity and the stress factor is so much less. So I think one of the things that's that I've enjoyed is it's just different. And so when I get a phone call after hours, it's not this the oh no, who's calling me after hours? It's the oh, what do they need? Now let's see if we can take care of it.
Dr. John Furlow plans to maintain his practice into the far future, possibly expanding with a partner or two if demand grows. But for now, he enjoys working solo, spending time with his spouse and four children, enjoying the outdoors, attending U of A baseball games, University Baptist Church, and volunteering in the community. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.